And you might say you can find weeds almost
anywhere.
Not any place. And
I might say anywhere.
Might say any place. But not anywheres.
No, I would say anywheres.
The trench that the plow cuts in the ground, you call that the
furrow.
And the farmer might say, if you planted a lot of wheat, that we raised quite a big
crop. Of wheat. Or of grain.
Now, if there were a lot of trees on the land and the farmer took them all off, you might say that he
cleared the land.
They plant alfalfa and it grows and they cut it and it grows up a second time and they cut it and say they have the, this was a case of these.
Well, I wouldn't know unless it'd be a second crop.
Heard them all right. You know what they'd, how they'd refer to wheat, the unit of wheat? That'd be a bind, a bundle, or a sheaf, or a shock.
Shock of wheat. But now sheaf, do we say sheaf of wheat too?
How about with corn?
Corn stalk.
Or they ever group stalks together into a like the Thanksgiving pictures, you know, with the pumpkins and the corn. Frost is on the pumpkin and the corn is in the... I think it's shock, isn't it?
Maybe.
A good yield for wheat is 40
bushels. What else could you say there?
40 bushel.
Oh. Well, I might say that, but I feel I was a little bit careless.
They used to do something to the oats. You might say the oats. They have a new system of farming now. They used to hire a group of men to come in and be a big ordeal to take care of the oats. And the wife might say, I had to cook for...
for farmhands or... Shock the oats? No, shock wheat, they do.
No, they used to...
Winnow?
Thrash.
Oh, that's winnow.
It's thrash.
Wheat. Thrash. Thrashers.
So they had to go out and do the...
Threshing. Or the thrashing. No, let's see.
I caught you.
Yeah.
That's an interesting word. That sometimes it'll come out one way and some the other. Some people have a distinction in thrash and threshing. Thrashing and thresh. But you might have an either or. It might be either way. You have to cook for thrashers.
Now, I don't think I would say that I would cook for threshers. I'd cook for thrashers.
Thrashers. But you might do the threshing or the thrashing.
I think I might.
And you might say, we're going to have to go the oats.
Thresh the oats or thrash the oats.
In that case, you give somebody a ride in the car and you say, I'm sorry, but this is all the...
farther I go.
Somebody visits you and you like the people very much, and you'd like to see them visit you again sometime. You say, when are you...
when are you coming again?
You go visit somebody or go to a party, let's say, and come back, and somebody else at home here asks you, they want to know who the people were there. They might ask you who. Wouldn't say, you have to say who all was there. What all did he say?
No, we wouldn't say who all.
Or not what all. What all did he say?
No. What did he say?
Okay. You ever make homemade bread?
I have.
What kinds did you make?
Graham. White.